This is VOA News. I'm Jeff Custer. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg was in Berlin Tuesday, where he met with German Defense Minister Boris Pistorius to discuss the war in Ukraine and the ongoing pressure for Germany to send its elite Leopard battle tanks to Ukraine. At a joint news conference following their talks, Pistorius, anticipating the question from reporters, said the decision to send the tanks has still not yet been made. Poland had said Monday it would ask Berlin for permission to send its own German-built Leopard tanks to Ukraine as Western allies moved to supply Kyiv with more powerful military hardware to thwart Russia's invasion. At the news conference Tuesday, Stoltenberg stressed Ukraine's need for the heavier, more advanced weaponry.
The comment comes a day.
We seem to have some technical difficulty with that piece. I apologize. Stoltenberg also defended the level of military support Germany has already provided throughout the course of the war, saying it was saving lives in Ukraine every day. Several Ukrainian officials announced their resignations Tuesday amid what President Volodymyr Zelensky said would be some personnel changes in his government. His evening address Monday, Zelensky said there were already personnel changes regarding officials at various levels in ministries and other central structures, as well as in the regions and in law enforcement. Among the changes, Deputy Defense Minister Vyacheslav Shapovalov, who was in charge of logistical support for Ukraine's forces, stepped down from his post, citing allegations about a feud procurement scandal that he denies. Deputy Prosecutor General Oleksiy Simonenko and the deputy head of Zelensky's office, presidential office, Kirilo Tymoshenko, also resigned without giving reasons for their departures. This is VOA News. Finland's top diplomat, Foreign Minister Pekka Haavisto, appeared to suggest Tuesday that the country may have to join NATO without Sweden after Turkey's president cast doubt on the expansion of the military alliance. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
This latest mass shooting.
The only way. The comment comes a day after Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan warned Sweden not to expect support for its bid for NATO membership following weekend protests in Stockholm by an anti-Islam activist and pro-Kurdish groups. Sweden and Finland's historic bid to join the alliance needs the approval of all existing NATO members, including Turkey, which has so far blocked the expansion, saying Sweden in particular needs to crack down on exiled Kurdish militants and their sympathizers. Till now, Sweden and Finland have been committed to joining the alliance together, but a comment appeared to suggest that Finland has considered proceeding without its Nordic neighbor. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Three mass shootings have now occurred in California since January 16th, with the latest Tuesday in Northern California. Associated Press correspondent Donna Warder reports.
This latest mass shooting happened Monday in San Mateo County at two agricultural facilities. At a news conference carried by KGO, Sheriff Christina Corpus said the gunman shot and killed four people and wounded a fifth at a farm on the outskirts of Half Moon Bay, then killed three other people at a location several miles away. Corpus says the suspect is 67-year-old Chun Li Zhao, who's believed to be a worker at one of the facilities.
Zhao was located in his vehicle in the parking lot of the sheriff's substation here in Half Moon Bay by a sheriff's deputy. Zhao was taken into custody without incident.
Police have not determined a motive for the shootings. I'm Donna Warder.
The United States joined Europe, the European Union, and Britain in imposing new sanctions Monday on Iran in response to its crackdown on protesters. The U.S. State Department said the new sanctions involve 10 people, including Iran's deputy intelligence minister and key commanders in the Revolutionary Guard Corps. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.